Karen Fasino has three children in the MCCSC school system, all at different schools. One daughter is in the ALPS program at University Elementary School, and just getting to and from school has been a daily grind.
They will pick her up between about 8:15 and 8:30 in the morning. She's not getting to school until 9:30 every day, a half an hour after school starts.
Getting home in a timely fashion has been an even bigger issue. She says it was common for her daughter to get home as late as 5:30 or 5:45 in the evening. One day it was approaching 6 and her daughter still wasn't home.
I finally called the transportation department and wanted to know where she was, and I made them stop the bus and drove to her at Tri-North at 6 p.m. Otherwise, she had four more stops ahead of her. She wouldn't have been home until 6:30 p.m.
Picking up kids after school has its own problems, says Beth Bugenhagen, who has one child at Tri-North Middle School and another in the ALPS program at university.
Even if I wanted to pick Ada up at university, the line and the number of parents who are trying to pick their kids up is so long that it could be 40 minutes to an hour just to pick your kid up anyway.
MCCSC has a web and mobile app called Here Comes the Bus that is supposed to allow parents or guardians to track the location of their child's bus in real time, but parents describe it as finicky at best.
It was down for a while, and then it was up. We were having some issues with it yesterday, so I'd say it's still very rocky using that to know where the kids are.
That's Ashley Pirani. Her children go to Highland Park Elementary, but she says she's not seeing the issues with the buses that other parents are.
Buses are running a little late for us compared to what they were supposed to be, but not terribly late. Well within a manageable time frame for us. I understand that that is not the case for everyone and that there's a lot longer wait times.
Bugenhagen is seeing both sides of the issue in her household. The bus for her child at Tri-North runs pretty much on time, but the one for university rarely does. Tuesday, her child didn't get home until a little before 7.
Like Ada's bus came home so late last night because she was the third route that driver had run after for the elementary. So she ran three elementary routes, one after another.
Bugenhagen says getting a text message or an email about her child's whereabouts after the school has closed does little good.
So they have to figure out how to get that information out. And sending a message at 5:20 that the bus has left, that's already too late. We've already freaked out.
Fasino says she has had to adjust her work schedule because of the busing issues.
So that she would be there on time, I had to go in late for work, and now I have to leave work early so that I can pick her up so that she's not coming home at 5 p.m. at night.
MCCSC did not respond to several requests for interviews, but Superintendent Jeff Hoswald briefly addressed parents' concerns during last week's school board meeting. He said the school system is short 14 drivers for existing routes.
Right now, we're really working hard to be more reliable, and that reliability in terms of time, so our families know when the bus is expected and to communicate when there's changes in that.
Hoswald says with schools returning to in-person learning this year, the increase in bus riders is playing into the issue. He says the school system is assembling a team to improve technology to modernize the bus system.
We have 2,700 additional riders, for example. We have the capacity to do that in a way in which our run and route efficiency remains true, and so that we can provide the services that many of our families have come to expect.
MCCSC is actively trying to hire bus drivers. They can earn between roughly $19 and $22 an hour based on experience. Vecino says she sympathizes with the school system because of its shortage of drivers and staff in general, but worries about the effects on students.
How are we expecting kids to do well in school and thrive and learn when they're literally on the bus for hours every single day?
And with learning loss a concern during the pandemic, it's time students can't afford to lose. For WFIU News, I'm Pat Bean.
Layla, your mom's right back there.